oh, it was a court court settlement. We can't do anything about it. Our hands are tied. But with regards to another court settlement, that dealing with the school busing for private school students, the Hickel administration entered into a court settlement, signed documentation saying that the state would continue to fund the private school busing of private school students. The Knowles administration came in and decided to not honor that court agreement. So it's been a little bit frustrating to me, and this argument that, well, it's a court settlement, we have to abide by it, our hands are tied, is wearing kind of thin on me, because it seems like the administration can pick and choose. And I'd like to hear some discussion in that the hearing on the Cleary decision, just exactly why we have chosen to honor this court settlement, and there are other ones that the administration has tried not to. Thank you.
Further special orders. Representative Porter.
Request the permission of the body to move back up to announcements.
Without objection.
Actually, committee announcements. I forgot to mention that the Judiciary Committee will be meeting at 1 o'clock to hear the first two bills on the schedule.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Special order on a more serious vein, the Cleary settlement.
Without objection, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Madam Speaker, year before last, this legislative body passed a resolution, as did the other body, asking that the administration go back to court and litigate the Cleary settlement. As I recall, it passed both bodies of the legislature almost unanimously. I have on several occasions talked with the Attorney General's office and asked what they intended to do about that in the resolution, and they have chosen to ignore it. I think that when the administrative body chooses to ignore a resolution with that much express will of the body, that we need to find another way to direct their attention to going back to court and litigating what has now been determined in many other states by the federal government in a Supreme Court decision that says that when you have a downturn in revenue, it is justification for not living up to all of the mandates of even the federal prisoner rights rules. So we do have and have a body of case law to support the fact that we now are over exerting in this state what has to be as it relates to prisoners' rights.
Further special orders? Mr. Majority Leader.
When?
11.
Monday? 11. Madam Speaker, move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand adjourned until 11 o'clock a.m. Monday, April the 15th.
We're adjourned until 11 a.m. Monday.